If you have your Bibles, turn with me tonight, please, to the book of Ephesians, the book of Ephesians, chapter number 5. I want to try to convey this thought tonight that the Lord's put in my heart. Because the days are evil, I don't have to tell you that we're living in evil days. Why would you want to be a part of a religion? And that's what it is. It's a religion. It's a religion without a relationship with God. Why would you want to be a part of a religion that takes pleasure, amen, in killing innocent people, amen? We're living in an evil day. And I've often said, and I'm not trying to be ugly, but why would a man want to force himself on a woman when there are so many women that are willing in the world? It's just, it's evil, it's wicked, it's ugly, amen, it's sin. And we're living in an evil day because the days are evil. That phrase jumped out at me a little while back, and then I began to study the scripture around it. And I want to try to bring this third in the series of messages tonight. The Bible said here in verse number 15, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise." Those are opposite ends of the spectrum. To be wise is one end, and to be foolish is the other end. The Bible said, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. And then Paul said to the church at Ephesus, "Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." Let's pray. Father, we love you and thank you tonight for your love towards us. Thank you for Calvary. Thank you for the precious blood. Thank you, God, for the old songs tonight that we've heard and rejoiced in. Thank you tonight, Lord, for this old Bible. Thank you, God, that the old lighthouse is still standing on the shore. And Lord, we thank you tonight that, Lord, you've helped us down through our life, Lord, to alter our course. God, I pray tonight, Lord, for that man or woman, boy or girl that's unsaved, God, that you'd speak to their heart. I pray, Lord, tonight for that one, our Father, that knows they're charting a wrong course in life. God, that you would just, Lord, speak to their heart. Lord, I pray tonight you'd give us wisdom in the message. Give us wisdom, God, as we lead your dear people. God, will give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. We had a message last Sunday morning and Sunday night entitled "Walk in Love, Because the Days Are Evil." And this morning we preached the message entitled "Walk as Children of Light, Because the Days Are Evil." And then this third walk that I see in Ephesians chapter 5 is to walk circumspectly, because the days are evil. I'm not a real bright fella, but I can look things up. And at first, if you would have asked me a week ago, what does circumspectly mean? I wouldn't have had a good answer. I mean, I could have given you some thoughts on it. But I looked it up in the old Webster's dictionary, and it's an adverb that means cautiously. Walk circumspectly, walk cautiously. You say, "Preacher, you mean we ought to be careful?" We ought to be very careful how we walk, amen? There's a lot of rattlesnakes in the grass, amen? Walk cautiously and with watchfulness every way. That means you're watching as you walk. And then with attention to guard against surprise or danger. In the Bible, the words used circumspectly, when you look it up in the Greek language, it means exactly, diligently, perfectly. And so if we're going to have a walk that is circumspect, then we're definitely going to have to be watchful, and we're going to have to be diligent in our walk. And I read this today. It was one of the commentators said this, and I thought it was so good I would make a note of it. "The worse and the more corrupt that the manners of this world are, the more watchful we ought to be in every situation, and give regard to nothing but the will of God." I thought that was a good statement. Amen. It's getting worse and worse and worse. I come down to the end of the study as I was preparing to preach tonight. And I got a thought on my mind that illustrated something. And then I realized that this story in the Bible actually can be used to illustrate all three of the points in the message tonight. So I want to give you that story. I believe it was preached not long ago from this pulpit. I can't remember who did. Y'all have a better memory than I do. I believe it was preached from this pulpit on the story of the Good Samaritan. Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. I'll show you how this came about in my heart and mind. And he fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And then the Bible said, and likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, he came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him. There's a man, one in three, that's walking circumspectly on the road to Jericho. And I'll point out some of those things directly. And he went to him and he bound up his wounds, pouring in wine, oil and wine. And he set him on his beast and he brought him to an inn and took care of him. And on the morrow when he departed, he took out 2 pence and he gave them to the host and said unto him, take care of him. And whatsoever thou spendest more when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these three, thinkest thou, was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? Or my question tonight, and you'll understand later, fitting it into the message, which of these three men walked in a manner that would be considered circumspect? The Bible said, and he said, he that showed mercy on him, then said Jesus unto him, go and do thou likewise. Actually, I believe that story wasn't preached in this pulpit. It was preached in a revival meeting over at Brother Eddie Smith's church, wasn't it, Brother Ralph? On that Monday night, when you all sang over there, the Lord just reminded me of that. Okay, I was a little bit afraid about the repeating, but it wouldn't matter. I'm not preaching that story, but it fits tonight with walking circumspect. You see, the Bible's talking about a cautiousness, a watchfulness, an attention to guard against surprise or danger. And the Bible's talking here in this chapter about walking circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. First thing I want to give you in the message, just three things tonight, is we need to be watching for that which would harm us. Watching for that which would harm us. If you'll study the Bible and study history, the road that went from Jerusalem to Jericho was a very dangerous road. There was all kinds of little cliffs and caves and places for thieves and robbers to hide out. Amen. And so it was a dangerous road, and people knew that it was dangerous. And I tell you that I believe we're walking in this world today on a dangerous road. Amen. And that, my friend, listen, your family, the devil's after your family, after my family, after you, after me. He's after the church of the living God today. All I can do is stop and say, thank God Jesus said on this rock, I'll build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. But we need to be circumspect in this generation that we live in and watch out for those things that would harm us. The Bible said in 1 Peter 5:5, likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Sometimes younger people don't think older people know anything. I'm serious, amen? And then we turn 23 and we realize them older people are not as dumb as we thought they were. Amen. The Bible said, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another. Be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God. He'll exalt you in due time. Casting all of your care upon him, for he careth for you. This is a manner that's being described of walking circumspectly. And the reason is because your adversary, the devil, walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He's in the crevice. He's wanting to pounce on your life.
life and pounce on my life. And God said, I want you to be cautious. Listen, don't have blinders on. Amen. I want you to have your eyes open. I want you to have your ears open. I want you to have your heart open to the Word of God. I want to be able to steer you through and steer you around the dangers in this walk of life. I believe tonight they're everywhere. They're on every hand. They said last week that public enemy number one is El Chapo. I'll say this, he might be an enemy of the public, and I believe he is. Anybody peddling them drugs is an enemy of our young people, an enemy of our nation. But he's not public enemy number one. I know the one that's behind that mess, amen. That's old Slewfoot. That's the devil, amen. He's the one that's behind it. He's the one that sat down in the Supreme Court and worked in the hearts and lives of men. Amen, and women. Oh, beloved friend, we need to watch out in these last days. Watch for that would harm us on the Jericho Road. I believe with all of my heart there's a lot out there that would harm you and harm your family and harm my family. Jesus said it like this in Matthew 10. He said, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. My friend, if it was like that in Jesus' day, you can't tell me, amen, when our children, listen, when our teenagers are getting ready to go back to school, our middle school youngins, our elementary school youngins, you can't tell me, my friend, listen, you just go down there a little while and look around and see what's going on. Are you listening to me tonight? I tell you, they're in the midst many times of wolves that would devour their very being if they had half a chance, amen. Oh, how we need to be grounded in the Word of God. Jesus said, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. He said, be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Let me rephrase that for you. I'm not changing the Bible, but he's saying, boys, walk circumspectly. You need to keep your eyes open. You need to watch what's going on around you, because there's a lot out there that would harm you. Watching for that which would harm us on the Jericho Road. Let me give you this. Watching for ways in which to help others on the Jericho Road. Think about this for just a moment. I'm talking about tonight because the days are evil. Walking circumspectly. Walking circumspectly will cause us to watch out for that would harm us. But walking circumspectly also has a positive note on it. And that is to be watching for someone that we could be a help to along life's way. You see, all three of these men on the Jericho Road saw the same thing. Two of them chose to go down the other side of the street. You say, preacher, I don't know where you get that in the book of Ephesians. Look at it here with me in the text. Only two times in the Bible where it says redeeming the time. Only two times in the Word of God. Once right here in the text, redeeming the time because the days are evil. You know, it could be that those fellas knew what the man needed. They could see what the man needed, but they just didn't have time. Somebody help me right there tonight. I believe every one of us has been guilty at some point or another. Amen. We're just going too fast through life and didn't have time to slow down. Amen. And be the help that God wanted us to be. Only two times in the Bible. Ephesians 5 and 16. And then Colossians, it begins in chapter 4 and verse 2. Let me give it to you tonight, the other time that it's used. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. There's that word watch again. Watch it now. With all praying for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. All this is tying right in with what we preached this morning, walking in the light. He said, walk in wisdom toward them that are without. To walk in wisdom, I look this up, it means to walk correctly in relation to the unbelievers around, not giving occasion of stumbling to any, but edifying all by a consistent, circumspect walk, amen. That's what God would have us to do. He said, redeeming the time. He said, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. I say to you tonight on the Jericho Road and walking circumspectly, we need to watch for that would harm us But we need to be watching for ways in which we might be a help to someone else along the way. Amen. I believe it's there, don't you? Solomon asked God for wisdom. Why did he do that? Why did he do that? So he could impress the Queen of Sheba? Oh, no. Solomon told you, he said, these are your people. They're great people. And I need some help in here. Amen. I need wisdom that I might lead your people. And I believe tonight that God is still giving wisdom. Watch for that that would harm us. That's walking circumspect. Watch for ways in which we can help others. That's walking circumspect. That good Samaritan on the Jericho road certainly was a help to that man that was beaten, that man that was left half dead. And then I give you this tonight, the final thing in the message tonight. Walking circumspectly will require us to watch our heart. You say, preacher, I don't know where you got that in Ephesians. Look at verse 19. We'll look at verse 18 also. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart unto the Lord. How many knows what that is? How many knows when you got that? And how many knows when you ain't got that? That might not be good English, but it's good preaching. Amen. I'm telling you, there are days when you've got that song in your heart. Amen. You're making melody in your heart. And there are other days when that song is way, way, way out there somewhere. And we don't have it on our heart. And we don't have it in our mind. You say, preacher, what's that got to do with our heart? Let me give you some scripture tonight. I believe it'll be a help to you. Proverbs said in chapter 4, verse 23, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. I say to you, in this generation that we're living in, the days are evil. It's easy for our hearts to become overwhelmed. It's easy for our hearts to become calloused. It's easy, my friend, even sometimes for people to become bitter. They've been so hurt, amen, by things that's happened in their life, amen, that they've become bitter. I talked to a young man not too long ago. I was visiting out there with Brother Sam. And I walked across the yard and talked to a young man that was standing over there. I'm telling you, he lost his mother and his father at a young age. One of them died and the other one left him. Are you listening to me? It didn't take me 5 minutes to understand that the young man is eat up with bitterness. I said he's eat up with bitterness. You say, preacher, you preaching down to him. No, I'm telling you, if you're sitting here tonight and you're not eat up with bitterness, it's the grace of the living God that you're not eat up with bitterness. I'm just trying to tell you tonight, when I mention it to the young man, he hung his head and he said, you're right, preacher, you're right. Years ago, my pastor was in a meeting, Brother Bud Wishon, and it got on. And they had people in the altar, and a young man got up off the altar and he started running and lapping the building. And Brother Bud said the second or third time he come around through there, he said, I just hooked him in the elbow. Just hooked my arm in his. Said, son, I just got to know. What's God doing? What's God doing in your life? He looked at him and said, preacher, God's cutting down trees. He's cutting down trees. He said, son, what do you mean? He said, it used to be a root of bitterness, and it growed up into big old trees. And he said, my God is cutting them down tonight. I say, hallelujah. If we have melody in our heart unto the Lord, we can walk circumspectly in this world that we live in. Watch for our heart. Watch our heart. The good Samaritan, listen, they all saw the same thing. They all saw the same thing. They all saw the same man. They all saw the same need. But the Word of God said this, but he had compassion. You say, preacher, are you bragging on that Samaritan? Somebody help me right here tonight. Somebody tell me who puts compassion in a man's heart. I'm bragging on the Samaritan Savior. That's who I'm bragging on tonight. Amen. It's the God of heaven that puts a love in our heart. Amen. A love that's without respect of person. Oh, beloved friend, it paints the picture. He saw him and he had compassion. What can we do? What can we do that would prevent us, my friend, from losing a heart that's making melody unto the Lord? Well, there's a couple of things tonight. First, men have to be saved. A saved man's the only one can have that kind of heart. Amen. And the second thing I believe is we need to have a heart for God. Or I could say it like this in the scripture, need to be full of the Holy Ghost. The Bible said, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be ye filled with the Spirit. It's not preached much, the doctrine, most people are afraid of it. But I tell you, God is supposed to be doing the driving in our lives. He's not supposed to be the co-pilot. Amen. He's supposed to be the pilot. He's supposed to be the one leading the way. And we're supposed to be following Him. That's what it means to walk circumspectly. To walk circumspectly. I remember this years ago. I don't know if I've used this. I may have used it with our teenagers. I'm not sure. But I remember years ago I used my daughter at the Christian school. And I didn't get mouse traps. I got rat traps. How many knows the difference between a mouse trap and a rat trap? I tell you what, if you live in an old farmhouse, it won't take you long to figure out the difference between a mouse and a rat too. Amen. Rat's a whole lot closer to a cat. Say amen. As far as size, amen. I got me a bunch of them rat traps, and I cocked them, every one of them. I set them. I put my daughter over there, and I blindfolded her. And what I did, I told her to walk forward. All she could do was hear my instruction. And by the way, she was barefooted. She had to trust her daddy. And I would tell her to turn a little to the right. She'd turn. I'd say, now walk straight. Turn a little to the left. I walked her through a maze. Can I tell you that we have one tonight that can walk us through and get us out on the other side safely? We can't do it without Him. To walk circumspectly is to walk depending on the Holy Ghost and depending on the God of heaven to tell us when to stop, tell us when to go, tell us when to turn. He knows where the traps are. He knows where they are tonight. Oh, beloved friend, it's easy to get bitter, easy to get overwhelmed. The Bible talked about being wise. The Bible said the kingdom of heaven, like unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps, they went forth to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. Boy, wouldn't it be good in America if it was that percentage? You say, preacher, that's awful. Oh, we're a whole lot worse off than that. Somebody say amen. I tell you, I don't know what the percentage is, but I'll guarantee you it's pretty low tonight. Those that are looking for the coming of the Son of God. Those that are living for the coming of the Son of God. Those that are walking circumspectly in this world that we live in. The Bible said 5 were foolish, 5 were wise. They that were foolish, they took their lamps. They took no oil with them. I mean, that's kind of like having the best flashlight that Walmart sells and not having a battery in it. You say, preacher, what happened? You're still walking in darkness. Say amen. Amen. I used to, oh boy, I tell you what, y'all don't stay, hang around long, you find out I like to hunt. Well, I got smart. I got out there one day, Brother Ralph, my flashlight batteries died on me. I mean, we used to walk 1.5-2 hours. We was crazy. Amen. We didn't even know what a 4-wheeler was. We go way back in them woods. And I got back there about halfway in my bed. I said, I got this now. I got this. I carry me an extra set of batteries. Now I'm going to give you another challenge. Let's change that set of batteries in the dark. Drop one of them. Drop the head off the flashlight. You're still going to end up on your knees. You might not be praying, but you're looking for something. Amen. In the leaves. How many knows I'm telling it right? So I got real smart then. I carried me another flashlight to put the batteries in that light. In other words, it was important to me not to be caught off guard again. Not to be caught out there in the dark. And you know, I didn't know no better. I didn't know what kind of boogers might be in the dark. Amen. I'm just telling you, we're way back in the mountain, and I didn't want to be caught. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming. I don't want to be caught walking in the darkness. I want to be in the light. I want to be walking circumspectly. The Bible said the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. They had energizer batteries. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil. I'm going to tell you something right now. If you'll study this, I believe this oil is a perfect type of the Holy Ghost of God. And God's got enough, amen, He's got enough oil for everybody. But I can't give you my oil, and you can't give me your oil. God has to give every individual their oil. The Bible said five were wise, five were foolish. The foolish said, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, no, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready, they went in with him into the marriage. Notice these words right here. Let them sink down in your heart. And the door was shut. And the door was shut. We need to walk circumspectly, because it ain't going to be long. Our Father's going to say it's enough. And the door is going to be shut on this generation that we live in. God shut the door on the ark. When God shut that door, it shut those that were believers in, and it shut those that were unbelievers out. I've made mention of this many times in my ministry. I appreciate anything that will cause people to think about the end times. But that series, Left Behind, has got a fatal mistake in it. It tells about, I think it was a dad and a daughter that mocked. Are you listening? They didn't have nothing for the church. The mom and the son went to church, if I've got it right in my heart and my mind. Anyway, the truth is the same. It paints a picture that they mocked. Jesus come, the rapture took place, and then they got saved in the tribulation hour. You read 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2, that is not the way it's going to be. I'm telling you, if people have heard the truth and rejected the truth, they're going to believe a lie and be damned. God's going to shut the door. Many will be saved in the tribulation, but it will not be those that have rejected Christ on this side of the door of grace. It will not be. I believe it's dangerous to think, well, if I get up one morning and my mom and daddy's gone, I'll get right with God. I believe that's dangerous. I go to church one day and ain't nobody down there at Bible Way, I'll get right with God. I believe that's dangerous to think such things. It's not scriptural. Beloved, God said He's going to send strong delusion. Strong delusion. Here the Bible said the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But He answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Oh, my friend, a perfect picture of why we need to walk circumspectly. We need to watch our heart that we might have an influence on others. Listen to what the Bible said in Deuteronomy. I'm about done. Deuteronomy 4:9. Only take heed to thyself. Keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons. Listen, I'm going to make a full circle. We started out here talking about walking in love and how that, my friend, to really do that means a person wants to be obedient to God, to God's word, and God's commandments. Amen. Now watch the circle. We're coming right around home. He said, take heed to thyself. Take heed to thyself. Listen to this scripture. Joshua 22:5. But take diligent heed to do the commandment and the law, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, charged you, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all of His ways. That sounds like walking circumspectly to me. To keep His commandments, cleave unto Him, and to serve Him with all your heart and all your soul. Blessed are they, Psalm 119, that keep His testimonies and that seek Him with their whole heart. Psalm 119, verse 34, give me understanding and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Psalm 119, 145, I cried with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord, I will keep thy statutes. Proverbs 3:1, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. Proverbs 4:4, He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments, and live. I'll tell you something right now. Listen to me carefully. We've said tonight we need to watch for that would harm us. We need to watch for opportunities that we might be a help to others. But we need to watch our heart. Let me tell you this about our heart. My friend, if there's no room for this book, our heart's going to go astray. If we're not willing to get in this book, if we're not willing to not only get in this book and not only read this book, but willing to heed this book, then our heart is going to go astray. I can't put too much emphasis on the Word of God. I cannot put too much emphasis on the Word of God. We need it. There's no hope of us walking circumspectly apart from the Word of God. It's the Word of God that's going to say, uh-uh. Don't do that. Don't go there. Don't watch that. Don't listen to that. Amen? It's the Word of God that's going to give us a burden and a heart for sinners. It's the Word of God that will help us to walk in love. It's the Word of God. By the way, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I was going through the woods one day, and this is a good illustration too. It was cracking daylight. It just cracking daylight. And I thought, I don't need this light anymore. Oh, I'm going to tell you something. I never hit the ground that hard, I don't believe, in all my life. I was walking along at a pretty good clip. And I guess a piece of barbed wire at one time had been stretched across the holler. But it was down there just about even with the top of the leaves. I fell like a tree that somebody sawed down. I hit the ground chest and face first. I mean, it happens so fast. Let me tell you something right now. That's the way we are in this generation if we think we don't need that light. We might think, well, I got enough daylight to walk by. Oh, no, we don't either. Amen. We got to have the Word of God. Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy Word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. Oh, beloved friend, tonight, the full circle. We started by saying, if you love me, keep my commandments. That's what Jesus said. And we end with a heart in these verses that's filled with the commandments of God. I believe tonight, if you fill your heart with the Word of God, the more of the Word there is in there, the less room there is for other things in there that don't belong in there. I believe that sometimes, listen to me carefully, things, help me right here, church, things choke out the Word. You know what God would like for us to understand tonight? The Word can choke out things. He just gave me that in a thought. Things can choke out the Word in our lives. But thank God we can get in that Word and the Word can choke out the things in our life. We said this morning, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Jesus said, if any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Oh, beloved friend, tonight, may God help us to walk in love, to walk as children of light, and to walk circumspectly, cautiously. Be careful. Can you believe? Can you believe that a 14-year-old girl could be all the way up from Sir Goinsville up in Wythe County with a 40-some-year-old man before she figured out something's not right? Help me tonight. How many knows what I'm talking about? I'm telling you tonight, it's not just ISIS that's after our youngins on the internet. Oh, you say, preacher, they'll never get my youngins. I'm sure that's what the rest of them said too. Old Slewfoot's on there too, and he wants them. He wants them. He wants them. I say tonight, walk circumspectly. Walk in love. And walk as children of light. Amen. Luis, if you get in them bees, run circumspectly. Forget about walking. Amen. Run circumspectly. I believe tonight the Lord wants us, like the Samaritan, to make a difference.
in somebody else's life. And if some have compassion, making a difference. Others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Hating the garment spotted by the flesh. What about that? God help us tonight to walk circumspectly. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you, dear God, for the Holy Spirit. Lord, Ephesians chapter 5 has just come alive in my heart and in my life. Three walks. Lord, if we spent the rest of our days concentrating on those three things, Lord, what a difference it would make in our life. What a difference it would make in someone else's life. I pray, God, you'd help us to be cautious, to realize, our Father, that there are dangers lurking seemingly in this generation around every corner. Help us to walk circumspectly, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be watchful, to watch out for the things that would harm us, to watch for ways that we could help others, and to watch our heart along the way, that we might be ready to give an answer to every man, the reason of the hope that lieth in us. Lord, we pray tonight in the name that's above all other names.